getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, I'm Jeff Vanderstelt, pastor at Doxa Church in Bellevue. Parents, I want to ask you, as you think about training up your children, which way are you training them to go? And if you're not a parent, ask yourself, which way am I going? Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, "Train up your child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it." Now, the question we should ask is, well, what is the way he should go? Jesus, in his ministry, as he shared the truth about life and life abundant, said in John 14, 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father, God, apart from me." So, train your child in the way they should go. And the way is Jesus. We're training them to run to Jesus. Several years ago, I came downstairs to a bunch of screaming from my kids as they were playing chutes and ladders. I came into the dining room seeing my son holding a player from the game who was decapitated. My older daughter was yelling at him because he had ripped off the head of the player in his frustration in this game. It turns out he was very mad because his older sister was cheating in the game. At least that's what he told me. And here he was holding this player. And as I talked to him about ripping the head off, he said, "Dad, I didn't do it. I didn't do it." And I looked in his hands and he had a head in one hand and the body of the player in the other. And I said, "Son, it's clear that you've done it. You're holding the evidence." And as I said that, he did the turtle. What's the turtle? He took the top of his shirt and pulled it over his head. And then he took the bottom of the shirt and pulled it over his knees, and he made himself into a little shirt ball so that he couldn't be seen, or at least he thought. He was doing the very same thing that Adam and Eve did when they were caught in their sin. They ran from God, they hid, and God chased after them and called them to himself. So what's the way my son should go? Well, he's going into hiding, which is what many of us do with our sin. We run from God, we hide. We try to pretend that we're not really broken. So in that moment, I said, "Son, you don't need to hide." Now think about this, parents. How many times do we actually shame our children when they're already feeling the shame of sin? We say, "Shame on you. How could you have done that?" But the reality is, he doesn't need shame. He already feels shame. And when we use the consequence of sin, in this case, shame, to try and get people to turn from sin, we actually don't lead them in the way they should go. In fact, we lead them toward more shame. Oftentimes, many of us have experienced that in our life. And when we hide, we learn how to hide even better. When we feel shame and then someone shames us for our sin, or you even shame yourself for your sin, you start to become a master deceiver, learning how to cover up in very creative ways. So my son didn't need me to shame him. He needed me to call him out of his shame and lead him in the way he should go, which is to Jesus. In that moment, I stopped and I said, "Son, you don't have to hide. Jesus took your sin on himself at the cross. He wants to remove your shame. He wants to set you free from your guilt. Son, come out of hiding. You don't have to hide." As I continued to talk to Caleb, all of a sudden I saw his head peek through the top of his shirt, and his head poked through. And as he did, I grabbed him and hugged him. I said, "Buddy, God loves you and Jesus has forgiven you." And he started to cry in that moment and say, "Daddy, I'm so sorry." See, it's amazing. The Bible teaches us that it's God's grace that leads us to repentance. It's his kindness, his pursuit, his love that leads us to run back into his open arms. Right in that moment, my oldest daughter said, "See, I told you he did it." And I stopped. I said, "Okay. You tend not to hide, but to blame. And I want to encourage you, whenever you feel like you have to make yourself feel right by putting your brother down, whenever you have to point the finger in blame at somebody so that you can feel righteous about yourself, I want to encourage you to redirect that finger, not to your brother and not to yourself, but to the cross where Jesus took all the blame for all our sin. Son, you don't have to hide. Daughter, you don't have to point the finger anymore. Jesus is our righteousness who covers our shame. Jesus is the one who atones for our guilt. Let's look to the cross. Parents, lead your children in the way they should go, and the way is Jesus. Everyone else, Ask yourself, which way am I going? Am I running away from God, hiding in shame? Am I pointing the finger at someone else? Or am I running to Jesus, who covers my shame with his righteousness? Running to Jesus, who atoned for my guilt so that I might be forgiven through his work on the cross. What way will you go today?
You've been listening to Pastor Jeff Vanderstelt of Doxa Church in Bellevue. For more details about the church, go to doxa-church.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.